All right. Well, Hamilton's comedy extraordinaire is making his way back to Saskatoon. Eric Johnston is making a triumphant return to Capitol Music Club tomorrow night. We got Eric on the phone. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. I just checked into a hotel in Medicine Hat, Alberta, so I'm really excited to get to Saskatoon is what I'm saying.
Yeah, needless to say, the Undeniable Tour is treating you well right now?
Yeah, you know what? It's been crazy. It's had its ups and downs and long drives, but I'm really enjoying it. I love being on the road. You know, sometimes there's a playoff hockey game, and you know, the show suffers a little bit, but we've had quite a bit of sellouts on this tour, and I'm excited to get to Saskatoon and sell it out again.
Well, and like, what a perfect excuse to you know, take a stroll through the country and just see so many different places as well, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been on the road since February. I've already done all of Ontario, the entire east coast of Canada, and I'm wrapping up. I only have four shows left on the west coast of Canada, so I'm almost ready to head home.
Man, you've got I gotta say, you've got a next level energy behind the mic on the stage. What kind of a show are we in for at the Capitol tomorrow?
Well, I think you described it. It's high energy. I always describe my show, it's like firing me out of a cannon. You get my entire story, you know, the Hamilton experience. You know, I talk about my father, who was a Canadian Hall of Fame professional wrestler. I talk about that. I talk about touring. I talk about my wife and I. We're trying to have kids. I got the whole story in there.
Well, your dad, like you said, was a professional wrestler. So Danny Bullwhip Johnston, and that's where the Bull moniker comes from with your show too, right?
Yeah, I keep the Bull alive. This is the Undeniable Tour. I wrote a book recently called Run with the Bull. You know, I keep that Bull legacy and name alive because not only was my father a Canadian Hall of Fame professional wrestler, my grandfather was also one too, named Bull Johnston. So you got Bull Johnston, Bull Whip, and I'm Eric.
The Bull.
So here we are today.
The Bull is in your blood, and well, I mean, you're on the Bull radio station right now. So I mean, it's like a full circle thing.
It's perfect. It's my favorite radio station in Canada. That's for sure.
Yeah, we're here for you, buddy. Well, you're talking to the country station, so I got to ask. I saw that you recently had a meetup with Charlie Crockett. How did that come to be?
Yeah. Oh my God, just pure luck. Now, I'm a huge Charlie Crockett fan. I mean, I know I look like a Guido, but I'm a pretty big country guy, and I love the sound of Charlie Crockett. So I was on tour last week in Calgary, and I had a bunch of shows in Calgary, and I just happened to have a night off, and Charlie Crockett was playing at the Grey Eagle. And I went, had an amazing show, went to the casino after, blew some money, and I was walking with my tail between my legs back to the car, and I could see this commotion by the tour bus, and sure enough, it was Charlie. So I walked right up like the bull that I am, handed the assistant my phone, and Charlie Crockett looked down at me, and he said, "I like all them gold rings you got on." And I said, "Charlie, after seeing you, I might switch to silver." He goes, "Nah, I like the gold. I like the gold." We took the picture, and I went home.
Oh, that is so cool. Just like, what a perfect cap off to your night.
It was perfect. Well, I lost $200. If I would have won at the casino, it would have been an amazing night, but it was still very good.
Yeah, it was a good way for the universe to turn things around. So you grew up in a household with, well, like you said, your father was a wrestler. I would imagine it was never a dull moment.
Oh, no. My childhood was like Young Rock. You know, I had the Bushwhackers swimming in my pool when I was a kid. You know, one of my dad's best friends was Johnny Canine, legendary Canadian wrestler, but also a career criminal. He was the head of the Satan's Choice Motorcycle Club in Hamilton. They actually did an episode of Dark Side of the Ring on him recently, and he'd be over at the house swimming in the pool too. It was just full of characters, and that's how I developed my comedy style, because, you know, in that crazy house, if you weren't telling a good story, someone was going to interrupt you and tell a better story. So I learned how to tell a really good story, and that's what I do on stage now. My show's over an hour, and it's all storytelling comedy, so it comes by naturally.
Oh, man. Well, we cannot wait to hear you tell some stories tomorrow night. Again, the Undeniable Comedy Tour coming to the Capitol Music Club tomorrow night here in Saskatoon. Eric Johnston, thank you so much for chatting today, buddy.
Get your tickets now. We're almost sold out. EricJohnstonWho.com. I'll see you tomorrow, Saskatoon.